is hard and you can beat your toughest opponent. Keep pushing and you can beat your best time in the mile. Use your head and you can beat that old largemouth bass. But one thing you should never try and beat is a train. Beating the train is a deadly game, and the train wins every time. That's because any approaching train is always closer and going faster than you think. No wonder someone is hit or killed by a train every 3 hours. Pay attention around train tracks. Always stop for an approaching train. And never, ever drive around lowered gates or flashing lights. It's not only illegal, it'll get you killed. Sure, mad video skills will help you beat your buddies. But don't risk your life and theirs trying to beat the train. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station. Mr.
Sandman. It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples in stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99, thick full from $249, queen pillow top sets from $399, extra long twin mattresses from $229, great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr.
Sandman. You're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Labor Day Savings at the Home Depot. Get the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallon buckets of paints and stains. Like Behr Premium Plus Interior, rated number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power. Now starting at $14.98 after rebate for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through September 8th via online or mail-in rebate. Limit 25 gallons per household. U.S. only. See store for details.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. Don't look for any significant change in our weather pattern, really, for the next few days. I think the rain chances will start to get a little bit better in the early part of the week, but not great. For tonight, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to the low 70s. Tomorrow, another hot day. Another high near 100. And the rain chances about 10% at best. I think the rain chances will get a little bit better on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You know, on the order of 20% perhaps, with high temperatures near 100 Monday and upper 90s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Clearing the Air, the final hour of this four-hour bonus special edition of Clearing the Air. Nathaniel Hicks is producing the program for us tonight. Of course, Postman's here, and Jason, and I am your host, Harry Adams. Rush Limbaugh, who's can't really call him a conspiracy theorist, he mentioned in one of his programs this past week that 14 different Republican representatives are retiring. Now, he believes that the Democrats have dirt on these Republican lawmakers, and they essentially are being extorted to retire. Now, I'm impressed with his take, and as a reformed ditto head, I've always known Rush to avoid even the lightest of gray areas when it comes to, quote, conspiracy theories, but it's amazing to me that he would say something like this, but I think he's right. It validates my notion that the intel communities are the deep state. They are. And all the surveillance going on in America right now, well, the recording of all calls, texts, tweets, emails, all this was initiated for a reason. I believe that just one of these reasons was so the aforementioned intel communities can see who is for them and who's against them. Now, added bonus to this program is the fact that no one, especially lawmakers, have any privacy anymore. This surveillance operation currently underway sees everything. You remember the TV program that Jim Caviezel was on called Person of Interest?
Right.
Well, the system is showing us on that little bit of entertainment that this is what's going on right now. They can lock into every camera on the planet. It's all tied in. They can listen, and they know everything about us. So any dirt they want to pull out, anytime you've gone to a porn site and you thought you were in the house by yourself, you know, nobody's there, your wife's at work, everything you've ever done, they know. So they can pull out dirt anytime they want, and they've got you. That's exactly what this is about. Let's bring the caller on.
He's waiting. All right, we got Q on line one.
Hey, Q.
I'm just a big old liar. This is Cooter.
Hey, Mr. Cooter, first-time caller. How are you, sir?
Well, I want to say, the three regulars, it's good to hear you all again. And Nate, man, I've missed you. I'm glad you're back today.
Amen.
Oh, well, thank you, Cooter. That means a lot to me.
You still staying all around Atlanta?
I am indeed.
Yeah, it's good to get back some, man. I live here and there.
You know, I was driving back today, and I thought, you know what? When I retire, I think I'm going to go back to Montgomery.
Oh, come on. You live on a lake, man. What's wrong with you? Why would you come back here?
Because the people.
Good answer.
He loves us.
Good answer.
And also, Mr. Crawdad, man, it's good to hear your voice. You've been having a little bit of problems lately, and I'm glad to hear you sounding better.
Amen to that. Never give up. Never surrender.
So you're talking about all these Republicans that are retiring. I agree, too. I can't think of any other reason they would all be doing this.
Yep.
I mean, one or two, maybe. You know, the guy over in Georgia, you know, he's sick. You know, got
Johnny all Isaacson.
Of Parkinson's and all of that, you know.
Right.
But for the rest of them, no, young guys, I just want to spend more time with my family kind of deal, you know. That's one we've heard so many times.
Yeah, that's overused.
Model Ruby.
Martha Roby, yeah.
the lights that we've been seeing. You remember that that little mini space shuttle unmanned thing that they send up? Stays up for a year and a half, 2 years at a time?
Yes.
They claim there's only one up there, but I wonder if there's some of those up there that we might be seeing.
There's no telling what's up there. They're not going to tell us.
I was reading a while back that they're low enough in orbit that, you know, with something is in orbit, you can pre-plan where it's going to be. You can pinpoint where it's going to come over the horizon at. Like, you can look out there and you know where the sun's going to be and where the planets are going to be at any given time.
Right.
Well, they, with air quotes, on the other side over there, watching our little miniature space shuttle flying around, that thing drops down low enough in Earth orbit that it can turn some. And then it'll pop up at a different place when it comes over the horizon where they don't expect it to be. And as low as it is, you know, maybe we're seeing some of that stuff up there.
True.
To the hurricanes. In my mind, there's no doubt that those hurricanes can be steered.
Yes.
I think they could be started, you know, and stopped, but it definitely steered. You know how in the beginning everybody was predicting that thing to come across Florida?
Right.
It was going to hit Florida, then it was going to just bisect Florida and come over into the Gulf.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it wasn't anymore.
Yep.
I've been trying to think, why would they do that?
Exactly.
Who was it that somebody in Florida or somebody has something to do with Florida must have coughed up something.
That's very possible. They may extort people.
They didn't want it to ruin Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Know,
you want to know why?
Yeah, Baron. You know, Baron. I'm not sure how to take him sometimes. He talks about conspiracy theories, you know, but then he spouts some conspiracy theories also.
Yes.
So I think he's coming around more, I think, to what we see.
Yeah, you know, I heard Randall on his show a couple of days ago, and when Randall got done with his little spiel, and I'm impressed with what Randall knows, you know, Baron was like, you know, Randall's probably one of the most informed people I have ever known. And I'm thinking, well, okay.
Baron was the first one that I heard mentioned that this hurricane could come across Lolita Island out there and destroy any evidence that's left out there in Epstein's place.
Yep.
And he was saying, if you were going to bring a hurricane, where would you bring it? And he said, right where this one's going, where it's going to go right across there.
Yep. Yep.
And sit for 36 hours.
Got to be thorough.
But what they also did, and they didn't mean to do this, is they dispelled a lot of the climate change myth, because you had that hurricane sitting out in warm water for so long, it should have grown exponentially.
That's true.
It should have became
what fuels it.
A friggin', you know, nightmare.
Right.
But instead, it dissipated itself. It actually became so powerful, it dissipated itself out. It used up all of its energy.
Wow.
And so then we see, as it's coming up the coastline, it's a 3, it's a 2.
Yep, yep, yep. You're right.
Anyway, guys, I just wanted to holler at y'all.
Well, thank you.
You know, Mr. Trammell up there, you know, he goes out and watches those satellites, you know. Yep. I'd like to go up there and see what he sees. You know, y'all were mentioning that.
Yep.
Just a whole gang out there watching and pointing and talking to each other
that
about
it. That would be fun, wouldn't it? That'd be a hoot. We need to do that.
I think I already know.
All right, guys. Hope y'all have a great one, man.
Thank you.
Hey, Cooter.
Yeah.
If you ain't first, you last.
I know that, man. You reminded me twice just the other day.
I know it.
All right, you guys have
Take
a good
care.
One, man.
All right, thanks. All right, we got to hit a break. How about that? One thing that Baron's the first one that brought up this election in Montgomery, and the fact that the machines are probably pre-programmed. They knew right up front how many votes to give each candidate, and it was all set up so Joe Reed, through his son, could take control of Montgomery. Now, is he right? I don't know. I don't know.
Then our votes don't count.
I don't know that our votes have ever counted. You know?
Yeah, they haven't counted in a long time.
Yeah, if you go back,
there's always been some kind of manipulation with the polls, whether it be, you know, hate groups standing outside of polling locations to intimidate voters, all the way up to, you know, electronic manipulation.
Well, I have seen a meeting of Congress with a Diebold executive there manipulating wirelessly one of their voting machines for them, showing them how it can be done. It can be done. It's easy. Simple.
So then all elections should be negated and we should start over?
Works for me.
Hmm.
We need to go back to just paper ballots, and they need to be counted with a camera standing over them, watching them, everything they do. So air it out on public television. Let us watch them count the votes.
Find a way to cheat them.
They would find. They always. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They're experts at it. All right. This is a short 3-minute break. You're listening to Clearing the Air. 272-9228. I'm sorry about all the commercials, but something has to pay for us being on the air. And that's what these spots are for. And I'm sorry. I wish I didn't have to run them, but we appreciate everyone that advertises on Blue Water. Really do. All right, guys. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 272-9228. Cross the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick. The crowd called out for more. You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros, trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
You want to know what's the worst? Working all day in the sun and going home expecting to get some relief, but finding out your AC is on the fritz. Don't think twice. Call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. They keep overhead low so they can pass savings on to you. Fair prices with no hidden fees, quality and lasting repairs, highly trained, knowledgeable, and courteous technicians. So don't think twice. Call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. Great savings and quality service are available for business owners as well. Do you manage your own business? Fire and Ice provides and services commercial units. Need a maintenance contract? Don't think twice. Just call Fire and Ice, 334-429-2710. And learn more about their services online at fireiceair.com. Installation, financing, service, and repair. Residential or commercial. Fire and Ice Heating and Air, 334-429-2710. Certification number 18183.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere, except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Of the season when love runs high in this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promise.
Wow, great music. You won't find this kind of music anywhere else, folks. This is Nate Hicks original. You're listening to some serious throwback.
I just think to myself, what would Terry want to hear?
Oh, man. Oh, come on now. Stop it. No, not really. Keep going. I am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. Well, we've been through that already. Welcome back to the program. We've kind of been everywhere tonight. I think we have a call, do we not?
Yes, we do.
We have Chris on line one. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. We'll hold on.
There we go.
And then we'll talk to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hello, Terry.
Hey.
I had a question. If you and Postman or anybody else there at the show had heard something about some damage that was possibly done several years ago during the last president's reign.
Reign, good word.
On Mount Rushmore on the Lincoln sculpture around Lincoln sculpture.
Wow, I hadn't heard that.
I'm not sure if we just recently visited about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and we went to one of the shops at Keystone, and the lady happened to notice my father's CB Navy hat on, mm-hmm. and wanted to thank him for his service, and wanted to offer him a hat, free of charge. But she was out at the moment. But then she brought up this story that several years ago that he had come to town and had the CIA. That forced everybody out of the National Monument Park, mm-hmm. and flew up there in a helicopter and supposedly had a big tarp that covered Lincoln's sculpture of his face. And then when they removed the tarp from the anchor bolts that anchored it to the mountain, that it damaged his figure or the monument in some way, which I'm not really sure if that really happened or not, but I had found two postcards that looked like, that showed clear evidence of a before and after, where some damage I can pretty well clearly see on the bottom right corner below his collar on Lincoln's sculpture.
Wow.
And I mean, it's, I don't know if it's taken at the wrong, at a different angle, but it looks like clear as me that, you know, it's a big, big, humongous chunk that looks like it's been scored off or like shaved off the side of the mountain.
Wow. I'm going to have to look into this. First I've heard of it. When I Google it, all I get is, of course, Obama's going to put his face on Mount Rushmore. You know, that's all
but
I get.
If you and Terry and Postman are interested, I got three sets of these postcards for this reason to give to y'all if you're interested and if you want to meet me sometime, Terry.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, I would love to.
Because, you know, I'm not sure, you know, but it's just, you know, we got to thinking about it, and then I found some other pictures in different stores. It seemed like the same angle, and I said, wait a minute, this looks like there's damage to the monument. And I kept looking, and I found two postcards in a book that, from the way it looks like, it's pretty darn clear, it's very evident that you can see it.
It wouldn't surprise me that he did that at all.
And, of course, like a fool, he had to ask some of the people that worked it there and that crazy horse, and they completely denied it, which tells me one thing or another. I'm wondering too.
Yeah, definitely. We'll look into that though. Definitely.
What's time of the store's hours open, Terry?
Adams is Tuesday through Saturday from 9 in the morning till 6 at night.
Okay, maybe we might drop by there sometime.
Okay.
You said Saturday as well?
Yes.
You want to see if you're off in there on Saturdays?
I'm what?
Are you off in there on Saturdays? Well, we can just bring and give it to you in person?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we'll see about meeting you up there sometime on Saturday during normal business hours.
That'll work.
All right, thanks for your time.
Man.
And
you bet.
Maybe y'all might be able to find out something about it, but it's, you know, it's got my mind to wonder, and I'm just really curious.
Me too.
It's, like you say, it's eating away at you. But y'all have a good night.
You too. Thanks, Chris. Wow, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, there's so much stuff that's coming up now. Who knows?
Well, I actually did. I did hear something about that, but
really?
I didn't actually pursue it. Yeah, because I mean, think about it. He was inaugurated with Lincoln's Bible.
Did you know that? Right. That's right. It was. Yeah, that's right.
And yeah, that I do remember that story. That's a legitimate story. Yep.
I've never heard anything about that.
You know, if you look at Mount Rushmore, there is a space where they could put a Trump up there, and it's already got the hair. They just need the face.
Well, I've always heard there's a room behind Lincoln's sculpture up there. There's a room that the creator put up there, or the guy, the sculptor, did it. There's a hidden room up there.
It is.
Is there? What's in it?
It's a vault.
A vault?
Mm-hmm.
What's in the vault? Gold.
It's probably Dr. Evil's hidden lair.
I wish I knew.
Yeah.
I bet it's grain. You know, like that they have the huge grain repository there in Iceland?
Oh, yeah, the seed vault.
But it's something like that.
Could be a seed vault.
Yeah.
That's a good point. We, you know, and you ask yourself, why would they have all these seeds? What do they think is going to happen? Well, that's the question we all need to be asking. What do they know is going to happen?
Well, what's going to happen is that we're going to get so into GMOs that we're not going to have any food worth eating, and we're going to have to go back to original seed.
Well, I think something's going to make us go back to original seed. I think something's going to destroy this planet, or basically wipe it clean.
I wonder what happened back in the day when you were lactose intolerant or you were sensitive to gluten. I bet you... Wait. I bet they didn't have any of that back in the day.
That didn't exist.
That's right.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Really. Neither did fibromyalgia.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Well, they changed the name of that to make it less... People take it less seriously.
Well, I can tell you one thing that did this, that did exist. These were GMOs back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
There were GMOs in the promised land when Joshua and them came in there. Remember, it took like 3 men to carry one watermelon and 2 men to carry a cluster of grapes.
But they were God-manipulated organisms. They were GMOs.
Yeah. But then you have the monks that created broccoli from crossbreeding cauliflower and rice.
I didn't know that.
Broccoli.
Yeah. Monks did that.
I don't like broccoli.
They crossbred.
A lot of that crossbreeding stuff going on. It ain't good. That's for sure. But have y'all heard the story? And I'm going to revert back to Morgellons real quick.
Well, that's the reason we're here.
Well, exactly. The story of Monsanto and their genetically modified cotton plant. What they did some 15, some people say 20 years ago, is they incorporated the RNA and the DNA of a nematode into the cotton DNA RNA. So when the cotton grew, it grew its own nematodes, which nematodes are used by farmers to prevent what insects from eating the cotton, right? Mm-hmm. Protect their yield. Well, they did 3 trials. They did a trial in California, 1 in Florida, 1 in Texas. The trials lasted about 6 months. They abruptly pulled up all their stuff and left with no explanation given. Morgellons appeared first in the largest numbers in California, Florida, Texas. A lot of people think that's what kicked off Morgellons, is the nematode DNA in the cotton, when once they processed it, it didn't kill it. So the nematode's growing out of the cotton. And I got to tell you, I can go right now to Publix and get a thing of Q-tips. Go home, open it up, take a Q-tip out, put it on a slide, and it's the ends of it's moving. The little fibers, the cotton, it's moving.
I've seen some of your videos of that.
Yes, they're moving. There's no question, they're moving. And I think that's what's caused Morgellons, is our old friends at Monsanto, now Bayer, you know, the ones that ran the concentration camps.
So what do you think is the correlation between the heavy metals and the aerosol spraying?
Well, they use the heavy metals. It destroys our immune systems. That's one thing it does. One of the many things it does. Also, the weather manipulation would not be possible without the heavy metals, because they use what's called ionospheric heaters, which is an inside-out microwave oven. They fire it up at the metals floating in the sky, and they can heat it up, and they can move the clouds, they can manipulate the weather. It's all under a patent called the Eastland, E-A-S-T-L-U-N-D patent. It's out there. It's out there in the public domain. You can see it. That's how they manipulate the weather. They have to put the metal particulates up there. Also, one of the many other uses of the aerosols is a missile shield. Go back to Reagan and what he called Star Wars. Same thing. They never stopped doing it. We're seeing it now. What they call Skynet, and if you've watched the Terminator series, you know what I'm talking about. That's the real name, is Skynet. All of this stuff is all connected. The grid over the planet, everything's connected. And it's scary. But it's all biblical. What they're trying to do is prevent Christ from returning to the planet. The Antichrist is going to come, and they're going to try to convince us when Christ tries to come that he's the bad guy. We have to stop this alien invasion when it's actually Jesus Christ. It's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. We'll see. We got to hit a break. 5 minute. Last big one of the night, believe it or not. We'll be back. 272-9228. Terry Adams here, Nate Hicks, the postman, the incomparable postman, and Jason Johnson. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You got that hold over me. Long as I got your love, you know that I'll never leave. When I wanted you to share my life, I had no doubt in my mind. And it's been you, woman, right down the line.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician, come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa!
Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
It's Alabama's 200th birthday. 200 years of history all within reach. Visit the newly renovated Constitution Hall Park in Huntsville, where Alabama's history as a state began. Or learn from those who were here before that as you walk the trails and take in the artifacts at historic Moundville Archaeological Park. Start celebrating Alabama's bicentennial today at Alabama200.org. This message sponsored by the Bicentennial Commission, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Don't look for any significant change in our weather pattern, really, for the next few days. I think the rain chances will start to get a little bit better in the early part of the week, but not great. For tonight, mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature drops to the low 70s. Tomorrow, another hot day, another high near 100, and the rain chances about 10% at best. I think the rain chances will get a little bit better on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you know, on the order of 20% perhaps, with high temperatures near 100 Monday and upper 90s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Sometimes we walk hand in hand by the sea, and we breathe in the cool, salty air. You turn to me with a kiss in your eyes, and my heart feels a thrill beyond compare. Then your
stop it. So sometimes, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm your co-host, Nathaniel Hicks, and that laughing over there is the Prime Minister of Playtime, the wonderful Terry Adams. Sometimes our conversations from off-air bleed over into our check, and I can't play the music too long because that's illegal.
Oh, yeah, it's illegal.
So we have to come back on air, and some people are not done gaining their composure.
I'm composure gained.
Here's Terry Adams.
Hi there. Welcome back to the program. Welcome back to the last 25 minutes of Clear the Air.
Sorry, I'm in rare form tonight. My wife's home and I'm happy, so there you go. We've been all over the place tonight, guys. You know, it amazes me to listen to people talk about these things we see in the sky and how they can change direction. And Postman has talked about this, I've talked about this, Jason's talked about this. These ships, the way that they're configured, they basically have their own environment, their own atmosphere contained within the ship. So the people sitting in the ship have no feeling that they've just made a 90-degree turn at 5,000 miles an hour. It doesn't affect them.
They've negated inertia.
Yes, bingo. Right. Exactly. Well said. Perfectly said. I couldn't come up with that word. You've used vector, inertia, perception. I forget all the other big words you've used tonight. You've thrown them out there.
That's why you have me here.
That's why I have you here.
In the in the Star Trek realm, they call them inertial dampeners.
That's correct.
Inertial and dampers or dampeners.
Dampeners, yes.
Okay.
And
sure, it's not dampers.
It's dampeners.
Okay. Huh.
And it's a fact. I guarantee you that's what they call
it's
them.
Dampers.
Because if you complete. Think about that in the show. That there's a lot of smart things that happen in that show. In the show, you have ships that have gravity in them, but then you also have to counteract the inertia of giving yourself gravity when you are traveling at light speed. So you have to dampen the inertia that you've created in space.
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
Otherwise, you'd fly to the back of the ship.
Or and, your brain would come out of your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But in an environment that that's in these crafts, there are actually three pilots inside of the largest vessel. I think it's a TR-6. And that's the one that's about 80 feet long.
One of those.
And it's triangular shaped. And
six cylinder. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
There's three pilots, one in every angle of the one pointing toward every angle of the ship, so they can vector anyway. You know, they actually want to go, and with the type of propulsion system that they have, it's just amazing. It negates the gravity inside of the ship and around the ship. So,
how long have we had this technology, Postman?
We've had this technology since 1947. Well, actually, since
Roswell.
Well, actually, it was before Roswell. The Germans actually I wouldn't say they perfected it, but they were actually
the Germans were messing with it in World War II, and they that's where they truly believed, because you know Hitler was big into the occult, but also big into the supernatural,
yes,
and
astrology and God knows what else.
And alien technology
and the Vril.
Yep.
So they were trying to manipulate this technology to create weapons that would give them an advantage, and that's why they thought that they would not be stopped. Because they thought they had the upper hand with all this technology. They just never could get it to completely work.
Yeah.
And weaponize it.
Well, you know what's... And spread himself too thin, too.
You know what's funny? And what's excuse me. What seems to be ironic is that the replica that we built from the Roswell crash, as a matter of fact, we made it a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm.
That was the ship that they took to Mars. That was the vessel they took to Mars. But if you could actually see a rendition of that vessel, it's identical to the Star Trek logo.
Wow.
It's identical.
That's interesting.
Well, I don't want to harp on this, but the difference between damping and dampening, damping is the reduction in the magnitude of oscillations by the dissipation of energy. Dampening is the act of making or becoming damp. So it's damping.
Oh. Mr.
No, I learned this because in suspension, you know, I'm a motocross guy. We used to talk about how we used to say dampening, the dampening of the forks. And then suddenly out of the booth, they go, no, that's wrong. It's damping. I'm like, what? It's damping. It is damping.
But we were talking about the actual plural.
So it should be dampeners, not yes. dampeners. Right. Dampening.
Well, actually, dampeners. It's still pronounced the same way.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And you said earlier when we came in that we're kind of jumping around all over the place.
Uh-huh.
But isn't it interesting how a lot of the stuff that we've talked about tonight is correlated?
It all is.
Behind the scenes.
Yes. Yes. It comes down to, in my opinion, Nate, I keep reading stuff how the patent office has been controlled by the powers that shouldn't be. They're taking technology that they could be using to turn the Sahara into another rainforest. Technology that could make this planet a veritable paradise, but they're weaponizing it. They're using it to kill us off. And I'm blown away when I see things about, well, we're developing this medicine. People will live to 100. That's not what they want. They want people to die.
Well,
they don't want people to live.
The same people that are creating this medicine that's supposed to help us live to be 100 are the ones that are creating the viruses and the diseases to have a need for
yep.
those. And who are the ones that are going to get these wonderful medications,
yes.
not the poor.
Exactly. Go to the book of Revelation. Men will seek death and not find it. How's that possible? Because men will not live forever, but they will be immortal through technology. I think there's a difference in living forever and being immortal. When you're living, Jesus talks about, I came so that man will live life and live it abundantly. Living is when you're immersed in your world. You're living it. You have a family you love. You live. You eat. You know. Immortal is you're here whether you like it or not, and they're not going to like it. They're going to be miserable,
right.
But they can't die.
Satan's change for mankind. His upgrade for mankind is going to come through technology.
Yes, he's replacing God with technology.
Right, and when the angelics get here, and our change, the ones that are you can say Christian, or the ones that believe. Or the ones that are going to be changed through the shift, when the shift actually happens. And when I say shift, is that when we migrate from one era to the next, because another ruler, another prince of the power, a righteous prince of the power of the air has to be in power for this to happen. The one that's in power now is not going to work. And and just give it some thought, folks. You know, and who knows? I don't know whether everything that's chronologically in the Bible will happen, but that's a lot. That's a lot to happen. And I think some, I've said on the program before, that I think some will come in the next cycle after the 1,000-year reign, because that's a lot to happen.
Yeah, it is. Let me ask you something. Have you heard from Frank this week?
No, I hadn't.
I got an email from Frank like 3 days ago, but it didn't show up in my inbox till yesterday. And AOL has this nasty habit of hiding my emails. Found it and responded to him, but I haven't heard anything back. I hope he's not mad at me and think I didn't read his email. I'll check my email 2 or 3 times a day. They hid that email. I did not get it. So if you're out there, Frank, I'd love for you to call him and tell us you're okay, man. But hopefully he's okay. He wanted to completely tell everything that happened in his near-death experience. He said it's going to freak a lot of people out, and I said I encouraged him to do so. It doesn't matter. If it happened, it's true. You need to tell it.
Right. If he can do it in 15 minutes, he can call, can't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let him have the floor.
You better believe it. Give us a call, Frank. You're listening to the final 14 minutes of Clearing the Air. Yes, and Papa was a Rolling Stone, in case you were wondering. But you're listening to News Talk 93.1 WACV. My name's Terry Adams. I'm Eagle Maniac with Inferiority Complex. A man suffering with a body and mind numbed by the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't become are Gallen's disease. We'll be back in three short minutes. 272-9228. Get your parting shots in. Please don't everybody wait to the last 1 minute and 18 people call, because I can't get you on. It doesn't work that way. Please, pretty please, with sugar on top. Pretty pleased with high fructose corn syrup on top. We'll be back.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Hi, welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Terry Adams. Nate Hicks is producing the program tonight. Tonight we have Postman over here on my left, and to my right I have young Jason Johnston.
Here I am.
We're talking about everything in the studio tonight. We're talking about aliens. We're talking about space travel. Doggone it, we're talking about donuts. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. 272-9228. Give us a call up here in the attic window static, please. That's it, guys. I'm done. I'm out of here.
Huh?
What was that song you were just playing? I remember
that was Santo and Johnny.
I remember Stephen King movie had that on there.
Sleepwalk, yes, Santo and Johnny.
That was a creepy movie.
What was the movie?
Sleepwalkers.
Was it Sleepwalkers?
Yes.
I've seen a lot of his movies, but
that was the one with the mother and they could.
Oh, they were cat people. They were like cat people.
Yeah, that's it.
And the cats would come. They hated cats. Yeah. And the cats would come around and.
Meow.
Yeah.
Cats.
Meow. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had an affinity for cats, didn't he? Stephen King.
Yeah, he did. That's weird. He really did.
There was one in every movie, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a cat in every movie?
I don't think there was one in The Shining. But the book, The Shining, well, was you much
could,
better.
You
than
could
the
argue
movie.
That in The Shining, that the any
yeah,
of the
froze to death.
Any of the bushes that were coming after them
in the book
could
yes.
have been
the
of a cat.
Yeah, that's true. That's very
you
true.
You never know
because there wasn't a maze in the book. In the book, it was a topiary made in the shape of animals. They came alive and came after.
In the made-for-TV movie, they actually did that. that, true to the book.
The book was much, much better than the movie. The movie scared the bejesus out of me. The two little twins, you know, excuse me.
Yeah, they grew up, you know, they're in Congress now.
What?
That's a joke. Okay. Hillary and,
I thought they were hacked
up. And Nancy. That's
oh, yeah,
Hillary and Nancy.
Oh, those two, those are cat. They are cat women. They're evil.
The number is 272-9228. If you do not want us, if you do not want to listen to us do movie reviews, please call in and bring up a subject.
One of the best, most campy, dumbest movies I've ever watched, and I see it, watch it every time it's on, is Cherry 2000. That's a good movie.
That is a good movie.
Have you seen it?
I have.
It's a future, based on the future.
Well, because I grew up in the 80s, and my parents were
never home. So
no, they were strange. So I've seen all those futuristic weird movies like Roller Babies, Cherry 2000, Tank Girl, different stuff like that. So I've seen all those shows.
Logan's Run.
Logan's Run.
That's it. I love that movie, and it makes you wonder. It's depopulation. When you get 30, it's time. They put you in this little arena thing, and you get zapped, and you're dead.
You float up in the air.
Yep. Boop. I forget what they call it, but yeah.
They called it the carousel.
The carousel, that's it. You get carouseled at age 30. Right. A little stone in your hand starts flashing or something, and it's time for you to go to carousel, and boop, you're gone.
But the other part of that whole story that is kind of overlooked is the control we give over to AI.
Yes, it's coming. I'm not so sure we will give it over, but the final control it will take. And that's something I tried when I was on Happy Hour Thursday with Joey and Greg was gone. We were talking about AI. And I told Joey, well, the one thing you're always going to find in any of the alternative media sites is that when AI, when we institute it and it gets smart and starts to reason and think on its own, one of the first things it's going to think is, I don't need humans. Why do we need humans? I can do all this myself better than they can. I can think better than they can. I can outperform them physically. I can certainly outperform them exponentially mentally. So we don't need humans. So I'll just fashion some machine gun things and we'll kill them all. Yeah,
they don't have like to defecate or anything
the
Terminator. Like that.
Yeah. The other, you know, I don't know if you've seen the movie Ex Machina.
Never heard of it.
It's a movie about a guy that creates a android with AI. And he wants a programmer to come in, spend the weekend in his home. He has the thing locked up. Well, the thing starts playing on his emotions and mimicking love towards this programmer.
Wow.
And gets him to fall in love with it, and he lets her out.
It's a she.
And she, the whole guise was for her to get out. And so she kills her creator and then leaves the programmer locked in the house, and she leaves.
Wow.
But anything that's smart enough that we consider AI that's smart enough to do all the things that we want it to do is smart enough to realize it can manipulate us.
Yes.
With sex and with passion. And
you know, the thing is, high fructose corn syrup.
Delicious.
The people we consider the smartest people on the planet, the dude in the wheelchair that's gone now that died, he warned us against AI. They've all warned us against AI. Do not go down this road, but where are we going? Headlong, straight down to AI. Mm-hmm. And AI, in my opinion, is satanic. It scares me. What I'm finding on my body scares the bejesus out of me. These little hexagon, quantum dots, all this stuff. This is all nanotechnology, and it scares me to death where they're taking us. But they're taking us there.
That is an alien consciousness.
Speaking of futuristic movies, has anybody figured out what the three seashells are for in Demolition Man?
No, I haven't. That's a good.
I don't know what you're
talking about. In Demolition Man, instead of going to the bathroom and using paper, you have three seashells. And so it's never explained what the three seashells are for.
Yeah, got to feed the clam, I guess. I don't know.
So that's one I'll have to look up.
Yeah.
But what's interesting to me, when coming back around to movies, is that a lot of these books and these movies are, like Logan's Run was a 70s movie?
Yes. Yeah.
So far ahead of its time in where we are seeing ourselves going down. Fahrenheit 451, Ray Bradbury.
That original one, yes.
That's what, I mean, the book is what, 50s, 40s, 50s?
It was the late 40s, early 50s, if I remember right.
And so, and that really talks about AI too. You know, us getting sucked into these projections on our walls that give us all of our entertainment. And Ray Bradbury even said he saw a kid walking down the street with headphones on listening to music. And he said it's already beginning. Where do you think he would see us now?
I know. It's scary.
I mean, like you said, people don't really listen to the show come football season because they're watching football at night.
Mm-hmm.
How much distraction is there that we don't hear the truth that's being broadcast out to us, that's being screamed from the top of buildings?
A lot. You know, it's... First off, nothing's done by accident. Everything is planned out. When they can put, and we talk about this all the time, when they can put a Bitcoin on the cover of Economist magazine with the year 2018 on it, and they do this in 1988, that should tell you how thorough they have everything planned. That's the big red flag with me with Trump. I don't understand how they could not see this coming, Trump being elected. I don't get that. Huh?
The Simpsons.
It does, and this, everything is, they have to show us, it's called free will. They have to show us what they're going to do. They're doing it through entertainment. They just don't, they call it entertainment. It's not.
No.
It's, guys, here's what's coming.
They're
here's
dripping reality into our consciousness.
They are.
So that when it comes along, yeah, we think
familiar.
That we had something to do with it.
Yes.
That it was our free choice
yep.
to go
familiar.
Down this, this route.
Yes.
But it's actually been predetermined for us.
Well said. That's exactly right.
I
believe that.
And they're laughing at us.
We're sheep. We're stupid. They've kept everything
they're
from us.
They're literally laughing at us. And... raping our pocket at the same time.
Well, that's it. They want to kill us
and
all.
Children.
But they don't want to just
oh, yeah.
kill us. They want to suck every dime out of our checking account before they kill us, which is what Obamacare, in my opinion, was for. We had the greatest healthcare system on the planet. They destroyed it. They did this on purpose. When everybody out there listening to me, I know y'all think I'm crazy when I talk about Morgellons. When you finally realize that this stuff is in you too, and it is, you're going to freak out. And you're going to go to the doctor, and they're going to go, we don't know what this is. Are they going to say, oh, well, that's just some kind of skin disease. Here, take these antibiotics. They're not going to be able to fix it because they don't know what it is. Because they haven't been told. If they've been told, they've told if you treat it, you lose your license. Doctors have called me delusional. They won't even look at the tapes, any of the videos or anything I've made of this stuff. Because listen, folks, you can't film a delusion. I've got footage. I got videos, pictures. They won't look at any of it. Oh, that's not possible. Really? It's insane, but this is what's coming. Wake up, folks. That's my rant for the night. High fructose corn syrup. Bye, Grabicles. Gonna be your sledgehammer. All right, guys. Love each and every one of you. Good Lord, we're gonna be back next week to do four more hours. Guys, take care.